Now, thank you guys. I want to start this off with a thank you to every single one of you guys. If it wasn't for you guys, I swear, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. So I'm truly thankful for all the support from all the friends, family, and all the individuals out there that have screenshotted my podcast, QR codes. Or the folks that have shared it with their friends and family. Like, I'm truly thankful. I really am. And I want to let you guys know on a little secret. But right now, I know it doesn't sound like much to you guys, but to me, it means the absolute world. But we're currently sitting over roughly 252 views as of right now. Trying to make it over to 300, aka Sparta, you know what I'm saying? This is Sparta. Yeah, let's make that happen. 300, right? So very, very close. And 300 views so far in the span of 8 episodes. This is gonna be episode number 9. So yeah, it's nice. It's nice. Finally see the numbers grow. Never would have imagined that I'd be making it this far. But this is only the beginning, guys. This is only the beginning for a bigger and better show for everyone. I mean, you guys are in this journey the same way I am in it. So we all get to see me grow from the get-go. And we keep climbing to the top. And to the very top, we keep going. Because no one's ever gonna stop us. Remember that. So, thank you guys so much. So much for this. And just wanna ask you guys, how's your Monday going so far? Because today's episode is brought to you on this beautiful Monday. What a day. What a day. Monday, May 20th, Who would have thought? So far, I've been consistent with dropping an episode every week. This is going to be episode number 9. So, this is nice. 9 weeks in a row of dropping consistent episodes. Think I'm doing good, doing good. But anyways, want to ask you guys, how's your Monday so far? Have you guys had a good Monday so far? How's your weekend? Did you guys have a good weekend? I want to ask you guys a question. And just let it, sink in. And this is for all my listeners. This is for everyone. But if you had a message to give out to the world, what would your message be? And honestly, I'm very curious, guys. And if you guys would like to leave your opinion, the link is in the description to my website. So please email me through there. And I promise you, I will see all the emails there. And I would love to hear you guys' input on that. Because it's important. It really is. So that's just something for you guys, like a little food for thought. So I don't mind the sound in the background. That is my little dog Oso trying to get through, trying to say hi to you guys, but he's on the other side of that door and he's gonna stay there for the remainder of the episode right now. It makes too much sound for me. And as we continue on this episode tonight, wanted to go over a couple things with you guys, such as upcoming Memorial Day episode. It's gonna be a wild one for you guys. I have a special guest, a veteran, a man that served this country too, a brother in the Corps, a devil dog. I'm not gonna say who, but you guys stay tuned. And for the big dog that's listening to this, you know who you are, buddy. I hope you're ready because I am. And we're gonna take on this episode and we're gonna rule that shit. We're going to talk about Memorial Day, the history behind it, our stories, especially mine, and Devil Dog number 2. Want to go over that. And so that's going to be a good one, you know. Especially, rest in peace to all the fallen brothers out there in arms, combat in arms, the ones that have died in an accident, unfortunately passed away in a freak show accident or just got sick, the ones that just never return home. We'll speak about that subject. And then roll along. I hope you guys liked the Mother's Day episode. I mean, if you guys did, like I said, I want to hear about you guys' input. Send me an email. Again, it's going to be in the description. Check it out. Send me an email through there. But I've been working on it. I've kind of been getting nervous, guys. Not going to lie. Kind of been getting nervous on it. But I am going to bring you guys I wanted to do a full on Spanish episode. But then that kind of I would be down for it for everybody. But a full-on Spanish episode, not my full audience understands Spanish. So it wouldn't be necessarily fair. And instead of doing two separate episodes, why not just do a two-for-one, you know, bilingual? Get that combo, that bean and cheese, you know what I'm saying? Or I guess bean, cheese, and fries. You know what I mean. But, so, we're going to do a Father's Day episode, a bilingual Father's Day episode. Go over the history of Father's Day. And we're going to go similar episode, similar situation with my father. The one and only, the man that brought me into this world. That helped me, you know, help raise me, bring me up in this upcoming fucking world. The man that taught me all the skills behind what it took to be a mechanic. A man that taught me determination to always put in your 110, even when no one's looking. My pops. So I'm looking forward to that one episode. And hey, as the time progresses, you guys, I'm getting nervous. Because it's like, I gotta work on my Spanish. And my Spanish is not the greatest. I mean, it's better than Quiero Taco Bell, you know? I'm not that fucking shitty. But para toda la raza, it's coming. The episode's coming out there. And fast forward onto that, you know? So let's talk about a couple things, you know? First off, abracadabra, alakazam. There I was driving this morning. I put my foot down on the brake and bam, it was gone. Fuck did I, you know, my asshole puckered. Holy shit, watch my language. Now watch your language. Watch your mouth, not mine. Not sorry. But there I was. I was driving in Vista on my way to the site. Not going to say exactly the location. But I was trying to come to a stop, right? And there I go, you know, slowly pressing my brake. I'm not heavy footed or anything. And there I go. My foot goes in. And there goes the pedal. And it, you know, I'm at the normal spot where I usually brake and I'm good. Well, tell me why the fuck the foot pedal, brake pedal just sunk in. Oh, Lord. Sir, exit the chat right now. I mean, if you guys ever had a similar situation where you're driving and you press the brake down and the fucking pedal goes all the way, oh boy. You're in for a motherfucking ride. So let's backtrack, rewind. Sunday, right? Yesterday. So yesterday, my love bug tells me, hey, can you go check the postal office for some mail, right? And I'm like, yeah, no problem. So me being clumsy, I guess I didn't, that's my fault. I take ownership on it. I didn't check my brake fluid. And for y'all that were in the military, you know, PMS or preventative, there we go. I couldn't say it right the first time. Jesus, preventative maintenance for y'all fucks. It's important to check your vehicle. Check your tire pressure in the morning. Make sure it's not fucking booty low. Not super loopy, droopy, because I swear that's how you pop a tire. Check your fluids. Make sure you got oil. Make sure you got power steering. Make sure you got brake fluid, because that brake fluid's pretty important, guys. And if I, for y'all that have a used vehicle, you know, if it's not a brand new one or 2023 or 2022 and up, or under warranty still. Check your fluids once a week. It's not going to hurt. And if you guys need help, hey, shit, email me. You can fucking email me if you like. And I can probably answer it. Any questions you guys got, how to check your fluids and this and that. Or if you guys are visual learners and really need to see it, hey, I can either A, send you the direct link on YouTube if you guys have a hard time finding it, or you could just look it up on YouTube yourself, and it tells you exactly where the fluids are. Just make sure your fluids are topped off. Because A, I didn't do that, and that's my fucking fault. So that's why I almost saw God. But not today. Thank God. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. So, there I was. Going to the post office, guys. And I'm going about, roughly, I want to say 45, 50 miles an hour. I mean, speed limit's 55. But I'm just cruising. It's Sunday. Nobody's around. I'm just going to the post office. And I'm getting to the post office. I'm about 40, 50 feet away to make a left turn on the lane so I can get into the area. And there I was. And all of a sudden, I'm starting to get there. And as I'm slowing down, boom, brake goes all the way in. And fuck. Guys, my soul sank because the first time that happened, oh, did I brake? No, I did not. And I rolled into the parking lot. Thank God there wasn't cars in the way and there's no one there. So as I rolled in, I tried to slow down on the gears and, you know, try to pump in the air brakes and nothing. In my soul, I turned pale. I turned pale, guys. And I'm pretty dark. I'm not like super dark, but I'm dark. And that was a scary, scary feeling. Pulled over, I checked the brake master brake cylinder. And I was like, the brake fluid reservoir area. And I checked and I was like, oh, there's brake fluid. Cool, I'm Gucci. Yeah, whatever, so I kind of shrugged it off. Well, fast forward Monday morning, today, this morning. As I'm going to work, like I said, guys, I went to go put my foot down and boom, it just sunk all the way in. Scared the dog shit out of me. And, you know, I barely make it to work. So I'm like, what the fuck? So I check, I get to work, get to the job site, pop the hood. And I'm like, huh, that's weird. I have fluid. It doesn't make sense. Well, anyways, so I get on the phone and shout out to my pops. Thank you, Dad. Thank you very much for letting me borrow the taco, the Tacoma, for work. Really appreciate it. Hey, it's not a luxury vehicle, but I love it. It's nice. A little 5-speed manual. Simple. I like it. Don't need much. So there we go. So I called my pops and I was like, hey, Dad, I'm having issues with my power. I think I need to change my master brake cylinder. And I usually call him and ask him for the parts. He's got connections with the auto parts store. He's got his friends there and stuff. So, you know, it helps. Help one another. And so I asked him, I said, hey, do you have the Tacoma still available there at the house? You know, if I may use it, please, for the meantime, until we get the part. He says, no problem, son. And I appreciate that, Dad. Thanks. So I came during my lunch break, all the way down from Vista to Oceanside. And there I, you know, picked up the truck, loaded up my tools, and I was happy. Made it to the job site, and everything went good. Even afterwards, went out to Eyeglass World, picked up the glasses, my love bugs, new shades, prescription shades for y'all that are wondering. You can get prescription shades, not those weird shades that turn, you know, clear to shade. No, we don't roll like that. We're adults here. So anyways, as I'm leaving the job site during lunch, beginning of lunch to go drop the car off, do a car swap in Oceanside. Dude, my camera starts to fucking die, man. Starts to stall out on me. I'm the fucking stoplight. I'm over here. Anxiety up the fucking roof. I'm just like, what the fuck? But hey, I made it, guys. You know why I made it? Because I prayed. And I'm not joking. Straight up, pray about it. Sometimes it fucking helps. Actually, it helps all the time. For me, it does. And for y'all non-believers, give it a shot. Ain't gonna hurt. So, here I am now with the work truck and pretty excited about it. Got the taco for a couple days. So thanks, Dad. I appreciate it. Shout out to you again. Thank you for letting me borrow the vehicle. Looking forward to it. Pretty stoked. I mean, I connected my Bluetooth to it so I can hear my music. And hey, you know, there we go. So let's go about round two for attempting to get my license. And for y'all wondering, like, oh, Gio, didn't you go get your license a while back? A couple episodes you mentioned, you know, talk about going to the DMV, even had a DMV picture. Well, right, guys. I did drop that episode where I talked about it. And, well, I still haven't gotten it. And I tried to tell the folks at the DMV, hey, guys, I don't get mail where I live. I have a P.O. box. On the reservation where I live, we don't get mail here. We have a P.O. box. So I tried telling the DMV that, and they wouldn't allow me to put the secondary address. So I'm like, all right, that's weird. But maybe I'm just being dumb. Maybe it was the person behind the counter. I don't know. I don't make the rules here. I just go along. So I've been waiting for a month. Nothing came in yet. So today I went with KB up to up into town and had to take care of a few things, but if you guys ever out there and you need to do like your license plate tags or renewal or even put a vehicle non-op or renew or I guess reorder a license or something or an ID, you can do it at the DMV kiosk. And the kiosk, you can look them up online. Their local stores have them, but I think I went to Albertsons in Esco. That's where I did mine. So I reordered my driver's license again. Paid $38, a total of like almost, I want to say a total of $100 just to get my license, guys. Moral of the story is, just do the address right. I guess it's my fault. But now it's getting sent to my P.O. box, thank God. For y'all wondering what the P.O. box number is, lean closer, I'll tell you. Nunya, it ain't gonna happen. So, you really thought I was gonna tell you? No. No, not at all. But hey, this is fresh off the press, letting you guys know. So the kiosk does give you a temporary license. At the meantime, you do have to sign the form, so it is not legal if you don't sign it. Gotta sign that shit. But I have a temporary license, a new one now. Again, I'm just tired of that. I want my real license. I just want to be a real person. I'm tired of drawing the square photo and the picture, sick picture photo of me. Like, I don't even draw good. Nah, but whatever. And wanted to get into a subject that's near and dear to my heart. Very how do I say this? The subject isn't like a fun one to talk about. It isn't a jokeful one for you guys. This is more serious. This is more of a serious one. Serious note. On a serious note for you guys. I want to talk about anxiety. And this is real. You know, anxiety is real for everyone. Every single body in this world has anxiety. We just all have it in different forms, in different levels. Some have it some of us are super anxious, and some of us are like not anxious at all. Some of us get anxious for no reason. Some of us don't understand why we get anxious. But it happens. And anxiety, guys, anxiety is like this little creature. I see it like this little creature, this little blanket creature, you know? Not a demon. I don't speak on that behalf. Like a little creature, like a little blanket, right? That wraps around you and kind of just hugs you. And it's like a weighted blanket, but not a good one. A shitty weighted blanket. Let's compare anxiety to a weighted blanket, guys. But like a fucking 50-pound weighted blanket. Yeah. Yeah, guys. A vulnerable subject, that's what it is. And last week, I'm not even gonna lie, I'm gonna be real with you guys, real with the whole crowd, with the whole world. You know, we all get anxious. And there's different ways to cope with it. Sometimes it's making sure that you're hydrated. It could be just as little as that. Or doing a quick prayer for you believers. For y'all non-believers, doing a quick prayer as well. For y'all folks out there, if a little smoke is going to help, then a little smoke is going to help. If a sip is going to help, and a sip is going to help. Just don't overdo it, you know, and chug. That's all I got to say. But going back to the anxiety story. So we all deal with anxiety in different ways. And I mean, I've been dealing with it for a while now. I don't really speak about it on, don't really tell people about it, I guess. I don't. But we all deal with anxiety in different forms and different levels, like I said. And sometimes it gets the best out of you. It got the best out of me. It did. And I'm a strong dude. I believe I am. To each their own, right? But I'm a strong man. I'm a warrior. Devil dog, you know? But to be defeated by the anxiety monster, the anxiety blanket, sad. It breaks you down. It takes you on a whole another trip. Another level. Sometimes anxiety gets you so bad that it fucking punches you in the stomach so hard and you start throwing up. I know y'all, some of y'all have gotten up early in the morning, just throwing up. Stomach acid, you couldn't even tell why. That's anxiety. Sometimes it could be a job that's stressing you out so much. It could be not even the job. It could be little as, you know, having enough money just to even get to work. Sometimes driving from job site to job site for my field is kind of stressful. Can't lie to you guys. Sometimes it's expensive. Gas is expensive, especially, you know, getting from point A to B. It's pricey. Cammy's got a lot of miles on it. You know, reaching already almost 275, 276, 276,000 miles original. And she's running strong. Well, not at the moment. She's just in up. But Toyota. Shout out to Toyota for making fucking bomb-ass engines. Great, amazing engines that last. If you guys are in the market, get yourself a Toyota. They're great. If you want American muscle, motherfucking Chevy. But if you want to go smart and fast on a budget, let's go Ford. Ford knows what the fuck they're doing, you know? Ford versus Ferrari, duh. So, anxiety. Yeah, it got the best of me, you guys. Got the best of me where I got up one morning. Fuck, it hit me so hard, guys. TMI, too much, maybe. But it got the best out of me to the point where I kind of crippled down and I couldn't even fucking move. I couldn't move, guys. And it sucks. I had to have, like, a mental health day. Kind of just clear my mind and unwind. Take the time to really get myself together. Sometimes anxiety can get you so sick that it can kill you. Not anxiety attack. Well, yeah, it could, I guess. Get you so sick, you know, yeah. You get sick from it. So seek help, you guys. If you guys need help, seek some help. There's professional help out there. Look out for BetterHelp. It's a great website if you guys need help. Non-paid advertisement. Talk to family and friends. If you guys don't have anybody, please, shit, reach out to me. Email me on the website. The link is going to be in the description again. Email me. We can talk. We can chit-chat. I'm out here to listen to you guys. I'm out here to, you know, share advice. Because at the end of the day, there is someone for each other out there. We are all in this fucking world together. We're all in it for maybe a different mission. Different purposes, but at the end of the day, we all have one outcome, and that's to be happy, right? I mean, unless you fucking want to be mad and miserable at the end of the day. I don't think so. I don't think that's everybody. So, going back to it, anxiety monster. So yeah, got the best of me, guys, and gets the best out of people. Happens. Live with it, and continue with it. So, to each their own. You know, some people deal with it with medication, some people smoke, some people drink. However you deal with it, you know. Or I guess not deal with it, but that's rude. I apologize. I guess however you handle it, handle it, you know? Handle your scandal. That's what I gotta say. So let's talk about dreams. And, you know, sometimes I've been having these crazy ass fucking dreams, guys. And hold up, before we jump into this crazy ass rabbit hole, another brought to you by an episode of JRE. No, it wasn't sponsored. Not at all. Not making fun of JRE. He's actually just an amazing person. Joe Rogan, if you ever hear this, shout out to you. I'd be down to be on an episode, you know? Anywho, so rabbit hole on the parallel universe and dreams. You guys ever had some dreams that I swear are almost too fucking realistic? Or is it just me? You ever have like a dream where you, fuck, everybody was there? You even had individuals that weren't even supposed to be there? That no longer are on this earth and are with God, but were in your dream and you swear they were there? I mean, I've had them. I know some of you guys have had dreams out there where it's just like, almost felt too fucking real. Couldn't even tell the difference no more, right? I wonder, but I'm no expert, so don't come at me sideways saying, oh, Gio, you know, you brought me down to... No. It's just a food for thought. But do you wonder if maybe dreams are a connection to the parallel universe? So, like, maybe when you do dream, it is a glimpse of alternate you, an alternate life, an alternate time, where something happened. I mean, I've had a situation one time many, many years ago where, like, I told my one of my coworkers, not one of the companies I used to work with, data companies, and I told him, I said, hey, bud, at this point in time of day, at around noon, like, you're going to make a decision whether or not you're going to call the shop to ask for more cable or we're going to wrap it up. You're going to call the shop for more cable, they're going to bring it, or we're going to wrap it up and then go pick up a cable, you know, and that decision makes a big impact for the rest of the day. I told him that, and it was crazy. Well, he made a decision to get more cable and got it delivered and finished the job that day. Reduced the labor work down by one day, which was cool. But it was kind of weird how that worked out, right? But at that time, I guess my coworker didn't even call the shop to ask for more cable. They just kind of brought it to him. So a message from the other, you know, from the parallel universe. But I mean, I might just be fucking wild, and it might just be the fucking strain of the week, right? Nah, not yet. Not yet. But dreams. There's many, many theories behind it, you guys. Many cultures have many spiritual connections behind it and theories, and the list goes on and on and on and on. But I'm no expert. I'm not going to dive into it. So that's for another day. And wanted to talk to you guys about the Greenworks electric mini bike. So for y'all wondering, you know, out there and you're at Tractor Supply, you can find it, Greenworks. It's a little mini bike, fat tire bike, off-road, small. I mean, it carries my heavy ass. I'm about solid 230 right now, 225, 230. Not solid muscle, I'm just macizo, you know, macizo. Word of the day, macizo. Solid. So and the bike carries me well. Bike runs about 1500 out the door after taxes, about 16 or 1550, 1600, or if it's if you can get a discount or sale, whatever. It comes out of 15 something, I believe. I didn't pay for it. KB got one. It was cool. So that I've been driving around. It has two batteries that it comes with. You can ride it on one, but I recommend you use both. The bike's really nice. Black bike. Comes with two Bluetooth speakers in there, so you can connect your phone, which is pretty nice. Play some music while you're cruising along, because, I mean, the bike makes no sound. It's electric. So it doesn't have a motor. It makes, you know, no bike sounds or nothing, so it's quiet. Or you can do a silent drive-by. Nah, I'm lying. Don't do that. But it's cool, though. There's eco mode, and then there's sport mode, and You know, Boogie is like, I think it sport mode tops up to like 26, 27 miles an hour. Eco is like 19, 20. So it's cool. Oh, and the neat thing, it has a drive, neutral, and guess what? Reverse. It does actually have reverse. So you can hit the reverse on there, hit the throttle a little bit, and it does back up, which is fucking awesome. It has a headlight with a cage that protects the headlight from any rocks. So when you're riding around at night, you can turn your headlight on. You have low beam and a high beam setting. So it's really cool, guys. I thought it was really neat. Food for thought. If you guys are out there and in a safe place where you can ride one of those, recommend to check it out. It's super fucking fun. Please wear a helmet for you guys that are out there. It's safety gear is recommended. But I am not your parent, so do as you please. But it's really cool. Electric mini bike. Who would have ever thought? And here's an update. I know I talked about a possible work trip, guys. And I think maybe guys, we might have found the work truck. Let's just say it's single cab, possible full size bed, rear wheel drive, 5-speed manual, question mark. That's all I'm gonna leave for you guys. So you guys can wonder, it could be any truck. But it's definitely not the one that I'm using right now. It's not. So nice try. Oh, it's that trick. No, it's not. And I wanted to talk to you guys about my new glasses, if I haven't talked to you guys about it. But I have glasses now. If I have, congratulations. Good. I can see now. It's great. And if you can't, if I haven't talked about it, well, great. I have glasses now, guys. I can finally see now after about a year not having glasses. I can finally see clear. It's good that I don't have to stress my eyes no more. So if you guys are out there, like I said, check out Eyeglass World. $80 cost me to do the two pairs, the vision test, and everything. Highly recommend it. It's nice. So I want to roll into strain of the motherfucking week. Strain of the week, brought to you by Raw Garden, is Pacific Passion. And for you guys wondering what Pacific Passion is, well, I'll tell you guys. It's Cindy Punch crossed with Barry White, one of my favorite strains, and another original OG. Let's give it up for Skywalker OG. It's an indica. It's tropical, floral, and earthy. I recommend you guys. It's really good. I like a Pacific Passion strain of the week, brought to you by Raw Garden. It is a non-paid advertisement. Now, talking about non-paid advertisement, the next two are non-paid advertisement. But if you guys want to collab, I am super open to it. But I'm just doing this because I love you guys. You know, much love. Hope you guys support me the way I support y'all. But I want to roll into weed maps. Now, if you guys are out traveling, new state, new area, or just want to find a new dispensary somewhere around the local area, head on over to Weed Maps on Apple Play Store or Google Play Store, either or. You know, check it out, type in Weed Maps and download it. Make yourself an account and look it up. You can find great deals, local areas, and much more, etc. Go from there. Non-paid advertising, like I said, Weed Maps. Highly recommend it. And plus, if you guys ever roll into Off the Charts, brought to you in Vista. Off the Charts. Let's say it one more time. Off the Charts. Vista. Now, hands down, I talk about you guys in every single episode because it's the truth. You guys are still, hands down, amazing. And better shop than the one in Palm Springs for sure. Especially for the one employee out in Palm Springs. You know who you are, girl. You try to do me dirty. But hey, shame on you. So let's roll into this non-paid advertisement commercial. But if you guys ever want to collaborate, I'm so open to it. And hey, I'm still waiting for you guys to hit me up. But let's roll into this. And now, before we roll into it, actually, I don't promote this. I'm not saying, hey, go smoke. Oh, Gio said this, and that. Nah. Didn't do it. That's on you. I just gave out the best recommendations. So before we roll into it, just, I know, keep saying before. But I have to give all these warnings. Warning, foo. So let's talk about it. Viewer discretion is advised. Cannabis should not be consumed under the age of 21. Should be consumed above the age of 21 and under, I guess, on your own and private indoors. Do not be smoking and driving. It is considered a DWI. Yeah, you could get in trouble. But I want to talk to you guys about Off the Charts and Vista. So if you guys are ever around the area or need a dispensary to check out, great spot. Hey, head on over to Off the Charts. So while you're there, pull out your phone and show them weed maps. You can get a first-time patient deal discount or a returning for y'all folks that are coming back. Use weed maps to get a 20-30% off. I mean, the discount changes from time to time. But check it out. And also, if you guys are out there, let them know, hey, Around the Loop podcast sent you guys out here as a recommendation. They knew who I am. And if they don't, well, I think they will. So, thank you guys on that. As we go into, you know, strain of the week and everything and whatnot. So, that was good. That was really good. And just wanted to go over a couple events that are going to happen this summer. Summer events. A couple stories, you guys. So, I'm stoked and looking forward to the San Diego County Fair. It's coming around the corner. For all the folks in the San Diego County area, the Del Mar Fair is coming around June 12th through July 7th. Yeah, July 7th. This time it's open after 3 days after 4th of July. Usually closes on 4th of July after. But they are opening it for 3 more days, guys. So be on the lookout for Del Mar Fair. Get your tickets. Have fun. This year's theme is Go Retro. So let's talk about Del Mar Fair. Special shout out and a special thanks to Del Mar Fair for actually providing me one of my first jobs when I got out of high school. So there was a point where I got out of high school, and for a month, I had a month before I went to boot camp. And I'm like, well, what am I going to do? Instead of kicking it around like a normal person should, anxiety was too high, so I decided to work. And work as much as I could. And I worked at the Del Mar Fair as an ambassador back in 2K15. And that was fun, guys. I got to work with my mama out there, too. It was cool. We worked double shifts from time to time. But we didn't work on the same shift. Well, sometimes we did on the same post, but most of the time we didn't. And I met a lot of good friends out there, like Sergeant Graham out there, a.k.a. Derek, if you're ever out there. Miss you, big dog. You were a great person, great mentor. And shit to all the folks out there too, man. All the folks that, you know, you guys were mentors and good friends. Appreciate it. Keep it up. Thank you, guys. And I had a couple stories like Del Mar Fair, man. If you guys are out there and you want something fun to do, go work as an ambassador, actually. Check it out. It's fun. It ain't that hard. It's fun. You meet a lot of new people. And you get to see thousands of faces all the time. So if you guys are, you know, worry about or want to practice, you know, people talking and stuff like that, this is a great way. A whole lot of different events happen. Like the International Beer Festival happened 1 year. They got Monster Jam or a miniature monster trucks and Demolition Derby. They got pig races. They got the animals and stuff like that. You can check out a whole lot of products, whole lot of food. That's exciting. Rides, too, for you, you know, folks that love rides out there. You know, I want to dare my audience out there. If you ever on that ride that spins around like the UFO one that spins really fast in circles and you're able to, like, I guess, move your body around. If you can stand vertically up, I'll give you like $2. All right, we'll raise it up to three, my guy. If you can get it on video, I'll give you $5. But anyways, yeah, so check out the Del Mar Fair. There's a couple events, a couple artists. Young Gravy is going to come out, mentionable artist. So that's going to be fun. TLC is going to come out there too. For y'all folks, ladies out there, men, like the, you know, TLC. They're going to be out there. So that's going to be fucking awesome. And thank you guys. Like I said, you know, I want to wrap it up for tonight's episode. And thank you guys again. I know it was kind of long, kind of short, solo, dolo episode. But looking forward to these upcoming episodes, bilingual, Memorial Day, and etc. As it gets better and progresses, you know, we're going to get there, guys. So thank you for all the support for the 250 views so far. I hope we reach 300 soon. Help me, guys. Let's make it to 300 shortly. And shit, if we can shoot to 500, hey, the sky is the limit, right? Well, let's make it, guys. We're one step closer to making a big difference in this world. And like I said, for you folks out there, question of the day is, if you had a message to give to the world, what would your message be? I would like to hear you guys' answers, responses down at the down in the description will be my link to the website. So please email me there. Love to hear you guys on that. So let's close up tonight's episode of Around the Loop. And have a safe Monday. Have a safe weekend, guys. And I wish you guys nothing but the best. Nothing but success. And strive for the best, you guys. Thank you so much.